Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch-Up. Here's your host, Tom King.
We were going to get a rare father and son combination coaching a club in season 2020, but it was a season that, as we know, never happened. Of course, I do speak of the Corio Football Club and their father-son combination of Darren and Joel Bennett, who have been good enough to join us on this latest edition of K-Rock's Coaches Countdown. Darren, good afternoon to you. Good to see you back here. Joel, good to see you as well.
Good to see you.
Your life is about to be turned upside down, young man. Are you going to be a dad in a about 6 or 7 weeks' time?
Yeah, round 3 and 4. I think it's right in the middle of that. So, yeah, me and Tiff looking forward to that.
Yeah, nice surprise when you find out you're going to be a dad?
Yeah, no, it was unreal. Yeah, couldn't really explain how it was, but, yeah, very excited for that chapter to start.
What about you, Grandpa?
Yeah, looking forward to it. She'll be a ripper.
Did you are you going to be grandpa, pop? What are you going to, have you picked what you're going to be? Because this will be your first grandchild.
Yeah, no, I'll be pop.
Right. What about Linda? She'd be wrapped, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she's over the moon. She can't wait. So, nah, she'll be good.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tiff won't be out at, you know, your mum will be all over, surely.
Oh, there's 18 different new things every week.
Let's talk footy, though. Congratulations, though, by the
Thanks,
way.
Mate,
fantastic.
Appreciate it.
You're a young coach and a young. Do you know what the best thing will be? Your little one will get to see you play, probably, because your career will. What are you now, 24?
23. Hopefully. Well, when Dad was sort of towards the end of his career, we got to play a couple of senior games together. So hopefully, back end of my career, that could happen.
Do you know what you're having?
Nah, not for me.
The surprise.
Running the gauntlet.
No. There are very few surprises left in life, young man.
Yeah.
And finding out when they're born what you had
is
the best surprise of all. So, well done. Congratulations. All right, footy. Your last year, boys, you didn't get the opportunity. We were so looking forward to seeing you back in the GDFL after your wonderful stint at for Falcons, West, and obviously Werribee. And Darren, we were looking forward to seeing how it would work with a father-son combination. You've had 12 months, I suppose, to work on it. And maybe, in a way, was last year a blessing in disguise as you continue this rebuild of Corio?
Probably looking back now, it just gave us a bit more time to build a list. As much as we were shattered at the time, we almost got to the starting point like everyone else, and it all sort of fell over. So, yeah, it's given us a really good opportunity to build our list even stronger again and, get everyone learning the same game plan, which obviously takes a bit of time when you get new guys into your club.
Yep. For you, Joel, you made the decision, and you made it pretty quickly after the end of Werribee season in 2019 that you were coming home and were going to share the role with Dad. Did the year off have you starting to think about whether you would maybe have a crack again at a higher level and, would you entertain a VFL or a GFL? Did that cross your mind at all, or have you been set that Corio is your path for the moment?
There was a couple of phone calls from VFL, a couple of VFL clubs that sort of did make me question it again, and just to check if that drive was there. But then once took a few days to have a look at it again, I sort of remembered why I went back to Corio and the people that we've brought into the club, we've had a fairly turnover in the list, and it just wouldn't have been right if I had walked away not walked away necessarily, but gone back and had another crack at it. It's just, I'm really happy with the decision I made and my life going forward.
Okay, the calls that come, are they nice though, that people remember you and respect you for what you've
absolutely.
Done?
Absolutely, it's definitely a good feeling when you pick up the phone and they're not phone calls I was necessarily expecting, and then to know that you're still wanted and people still think highly enough of you to be part of their footy clubs. It's definitely nice to get them phone calls.
All right, you weren't there around 18, 2019, and Darren, a heck of a lot of the blokes that'll be around there for round 21, round 1, 2021 against Belmont Lions, didn't run out at 2 o'clock on that last Saturday in August.
Yeah, it's going to be a very different looking lineup to what we had last time. So, we went through our list, and we've got our senior group of 31 guys, and 20 of those guys on in our senior squad this year didn't play in 2019. So, a bit of a turnover. Just getting young guys in, good guys into our club, and they all want to train, they want to do the right thing. So, as Joel and I said to him when we're recruiting young guys, we want to give you a club, and we don't have older guys here that are going to tell you what to do. You can build your own culture, you can build your own club. Here it is, and the guys have taken it on really well, and yeah, driving the group, each and every one of them, you know, from 19-year-olds to 30-year-olds.
And you're going to have a significant amount of, even though you've brought in some new faces, a lot of returning, and obviously Joel's one of those as a one-pointer. You're going to be stacked with one-pointers, which in the future is going to give you some room to move.
Yeah, so we got out of that list of 31, I think there's 20 of the guys are one-pointers, and there's still a few more of them floating out there that we're still keen to get.
Yeah, absolutely. Joel, can you sense something starting to build, and can you give us a sense of what pre-season's been like as you've welcomed some old faces back and welcomed some new faces into the club as you start to build some cohesion ahead of the season starting?
Yeah, absolutely. You can see the building blocks there. That's probably one of the main reasons why I want to stay and be a part of it, because you know, you really want to build on that, and you know, a lot of the blokes are my age, so what we can sort of see is if we can get this right and get all our standards right at the start, you know, we could have 10 years of success ahead of us.
Yep. What have numbers been like on the track? Because some players have obviously come off a COVID year and have found other pursuits. Yep. You've got a lot of cricketers as well, and Cryo Cricket Club is actually performing really well in their various divisions. And you know, are you able to get that buy-in from those guys as well? Are they able to mix both their cricket and footy commitments at this stage of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think most sessions we've had over 30 on the track very consistently, and I reckon there'd be probably say 50 plus had rolled throughout various stages. Some blokes haven't done as much like that you would like at a higher level, but for our standard, like, you know, some of the boys who aren't getting to the cricket all the time, aren't getting to footy because of cricket, are still doing things on the other nights to make up for that, so that they're not out of home 5 nights a week.
Yep. Darren, is that one of the challenges of I suppose having some cricketers in the squad, and I suppose you've got to get them to assimilate into the group eventually, and you know, get them hit the ground running come, you know, when footy becomes their sole focus?
Yeah, definitely. So we reach out to the boys fairly often. I see most of the boys around. Obviously, my two boys play cricket at Cry, so I do see the boys around, and we try to reach out to them and give them that little push if they need it to get to training and then to be doing the right things. But yeah, most guys, we've had probably 30 to 35 most nights at training. We would have liked a couple of nights where we really popped it out and went to your 45s and 50s, but that hasn't been, so I think there's something to aim for in the future. Next pre-season, we just build up higher again, and hopefully that we can burst those numbers. But yeah, most guys are putting in the group when they're not training. They are putting in the group that they're running and posting their times and stuff like that. Like even just the other week when we went back into the couple of day lockdown, you know, we had guys posting. Lockie Sharp went home and ran 36 k's, you know, and then all of a sudden the next day there's guys posting 10 k's each day. 3 days in a row, posting 10K runs, 8K runs, you know, and then all of a sudden there's guys posting up, they've ran 2.5Ks, guys that don't normally go for a run, you know, it just drove the group, and yeah, so they are setting standards, you know, even if it's not at training all the time. But we've been doing match sim every night, so we have enough guys to do that with our 30 to 35, so that works okay.
How's your running going, Joel?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with that. I'm sitting.
What have you been clocking up?
I think most sessions with the little GPS watches and that, getting over 8 to 9 Ks consistently every session, and then doing an extra running session every Friday night.
Yep. What would you look to cover on a match day?
When I've wore GPSs at Werribee and that, usually it's between that 13 to 14 K mark.
Yep.
But yeah, different roles require different running in that too. Like when I was playing that high half forward at Werribee, sometimes you can clock up 15 in that role.
Yep. You're going to clock up some Ks on Shell or Viva Energy Oval as it is now, aren't you?
I hope so, yeah. I hope so.
And one day hopefully be clocking up some Ks on St Albans.
Oh, absolutely.
In the future. Absolutely. We've got to walk, we've got to crawl before we can walk though, Darren, don't we?
Right.
And it's you and I have spoken quite a bit over the last 3 or 4 years since you came into the role. It's not a quick fix, but there's some stability there, and the stability is that most of the blokes that you brought in for 2020 have stayed on and committed to the club. Just can you refresh just our listeners that maybe, you know, obviously footy hasn't been around for 12 months, but some of those guys that committed for 2020, you know, Joel being amongst them, that will, you know, have stuck around and we'll see this through in 2021?
Yeah, well, it's guys like Timmy Van Zyl coming back to the club, Dylan Shelley, you know, these young guys that are one-pointers, and you know, they really want to be around, and there's a big upside. Luke Cornwell coming back to the club again. You know, these are all guys that played with Joel in under 16 footy, and we won a flag in that. And Division 3 under 16, I think, pretty well equates to where GDFL footy can be at. So if we can get all those boys that went on to play good footy, if we can get them all back as one pointers, that's eventually the aim. You know, we're not aiming to be world beaters. You know, we've been in a really dark place for quite some time, you know, and it was never going to happen overnight. It was always go back, reset, build, and then, you know, see where it gets to in the next couple of years after that. So yeah, basically it's going to plan. So we took stock, we took ownership of where we were at the first year, and then since then we've built the side up a fair bit. So build the side up, then hopefully next year we don't have to recruit like we have in the last 2 years, where you got to get 10 to 15 blokes into your club. You know, if you can get a solid base, and then, you know, maybe get a couple of taller fellas. We're still a little bit short, but we should be pretty quick, so we'll try and use that against our lack of height. But yeah, over the years we target two or three players now instead of 15.
Yep. Off-field support. Karai's, you know, occasionally battled for that just assistance and to make your life easier, that you can just coach the footy club. Have you been able to retain a good committee and the like to be able to take some of that pressure off you?
Yeah, I still think we lack a few volunteers. Like, the volunteers we've got are awesome, and they do a fantastic job and do a lot of work. But obviously, until we can get off, not being able to get on the ground, we didn't get that opportunity to show people what I think we're going to do. Like, we're going to improve. We're going to maybe win a couple of games, you know. And that's when people will start wanting to help. At the moment, they still see us as the 2019. I think we lost one game. I think it was under 100 points, you know. So we're coming from a long way back, and everyone can see that, you know. And no one wants to get on a train wreck. I understand that, and I knew that when I went back. You know, I was rolling my sleeves up and get my hands dirty, because someone had to, man. Someone had to do it, and, you know, that's where we're at. And if I have to do that a little bit longer by myself or with limited help around the place, well, that's fine with me.
Yep. Joel, you haven't come home given up playing VFL footy for, you know, for failure. Now, success can be measured in many varied ways. How will you measure success for the Corio Football Club in season 2021? What do you want out of the year that ensures that, one, you can see some progress, but two, go, all right, this is making my decision to give up my VFL career worthwhile?
I think when you just look at our training standards and that, and, you know, we've probably got that core group who have done 90% of pre-season, you know, I think you can measure our success on that. But then at the same time, come game day, your success is also measured by the scoreboard. So it is very important that we do put in some very competitive games, and that we do take our chances to win when we have them opportunities, because, like, the club's been in the position that we haven't had that chance for a while. So when we are in those positions, we do need to win them games.
All right, just looking at some of you, and we did mention Luke Cornwall coming back from Belmont Lions, coming off a knee injury, but Blake Ash from Lara, Lane Baker's back from Stanhope, Lockie Cameron from Anarchy, Braden Cotter from Anarchy. Braden played at North Geelong as well. Alex Edwards from Anarchy, Jaden Olive from Stanhope in the Kyabram League, Luke Priddle from Methow. Priddle's surnames are fairly... He's related to Rory. Is he a nephew of Rory?
Yeah, nephew, I think.
Yep. Coming from Mathour in the Pecola League. Blaine Sharp from Anarchy. Jake Wallace, he's a Corio junior, but I think he's at Wyndham Suns in the Western region.
Yeah, I think
so. Had some time there. And Ben Weymouth from Central's Trinity Beach in Cairns. Now, Cairns footy's pretty good. What can you tell us about Ben Weymouth?
Well, Ben's actually... He came to Geelong. He moved here with his partner and his kids, and he sort of contacted us because he's living in the area and he wanted to play somewhere close. And he's actually pretty big on his fitness. He was an amateur boxer for 4 years, and so he does all the right things. He's loving being at the club. He's loving being around the boys, and he's been a fantastic addition. We don't often get many that just walk off the street and do all the right things, so he's definitely one that's been a handy pickup.
We don't have too many co-coaches coming in, so I'd like to be able to fire this question. And a couple of coaches have played a straight bat when I've asked for some stars on the track. And having two of you here means you're not necessarily individualising, because you might have a different one each. Is there somebody that's impressed you? Somebody that maybe at this time 12 months ago, when we thought we were having a season, might have been running around at midday in round one, but will probably run out at 2 o'clock this year because he's... You're pointing at each other. I like
right,
it.
I'll go first.
But has done the work. He's maybe worked hard through the lockdown, worked hard through pre-season, and you're going to reward him come round one.
Well, mine's probably a little bit left field. Mine's probably our ruckman. Aaron Taylor does that role pretty much on his own, and he works his butt off. Like, a couple of years after 2019, he didn't have the season he wanted to have, and we sort of sat him down and said, mate, do we have to chase another ruckman, or, you know, are you going to get yourself fit and you're going to do it? He's done the last two pre-seasons, and I think he's probably missed one night in both years. And he's a big boy. He normally carries a bit, but he just keeps plugging away. You know, we do a lot of running, we do a lot of match simulation. It's probably the running side of things probably isn't his strong point, but he just keeps battling away. Now the kegs are falling off him, and you know he might surprise a few, I think.
Okay, because he's going to have some big blokes to battle against in the competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some handy ruckmen running around. For you, Joel, is there somebody that's impressed you that you've...
Yeah, probably Matty Devries is the one that I remember talking to him earlier in the year, and he sent a message saying, oh, I'm playing cricket this year, like I don't really want to do four nights a week. Yep. And I reckon he's missed one session, including all the extra sessions in that. Like, he's one that's just completely bought in, didn't play in, I think he played round one, hurt his back, and missed the rest of 2019. And then for him just to come on and, you know, just he's bought into what we've sort of said, and, yeah, he's really driving the standards.
All right, let's have a look. Round one, the Indigenous game against the Belmont Lions on a Sunday standalone. I think you're the only game in the district on that Sunday. It's a nice little spotlight to have shone on you.
Yeah, well, it is good to have a spotlight on us. Hopefully we can make the club proud and do the right thing by the suburb and maybe get up a bit against Bissau's mob.
Then Bell Post Hill also at home. Then you're away for a couple of weeks, East Geelong and Invalide. You haven't been thrown an easy draw. You've actually, just looking at the finalists that you play from 2019, you play East Geelong twice, you play Invalide twice, you play Thompson twice, and you play Bannockburn. You know, you only got Bannockburn once, and you got Werribee Centrals once. So, but yeah, the rolling draw, it hasn't done you guys a lot of favours in recent years.
No, it hasn't since I've been back, that's for sure. But yeah, any game's tough for us. Like when you're losing by the margins we lost by in 2019, there's no real easy draw for you.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, always a pleasure to talk footy with you both. Thank you for giving up your time and coming in. We really look forward to seeing some improvement. I think everybody's looking forward to seeing you, Joel, in a Cry jumper again. I suspect that Sunday game's going to draw a good crowd, because I would think that your old West mates probably going to come out and see Joel in a red and white jumper. Yeah. There'll probably be a few of the Geelong-listed Werribee boys that I don't think they're drawn to play until the week after. They'll probably be there, and then you'll get the gibby crowd for the Indigenous game as well. So, if they were still at 1,000 crowd cap, that might get tested.
Yeah absolutely.
Couldn't tell you the amount of times I've looked at that Cryo jumper in lockdown and just can't wait to put that back on.
Ah, fantastic. What does it mean to you?
It means a lot. It means everything, really.
Yep.
So, yeah. No. Can't really explain how it is, but yeah, means a lot.
And have you got getting a little one sort of made up for?
There's already three of them.
Oh, really? Yeah. What, you're planning for three children, eh?
No. I think just a few different sizes already.
Oh, very good. Well done. Hey, boys, good luck for the season. We'll follow with much interest your progress as you look to build the club back up to what it should be. Good luck for season 2021. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, mate. Keith.
Thanks for listening to this edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch Up. For other editions and the latest local news, head to krockfootball.com.au.